Welcome to the Ink Productivity Tip of the Day.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Today's tip. When Ed Sheeran gave away Love Yourself, a brilliant lesson in consensus, groupthink, and the relative lack of value of other people's opinions. From Jeff Hayden. It's natural to look for input when you need to make decisions. Even if asking for advice doesn't come naturally, we're trained to actively solicit opinions, to bounce ideas off other people, and to run an idea up a few flagpoles in order to tap into the brain power of the many. Sometimes that approach works. But when you need to make a big decision, it can also be the worst approach. Take Ed Sheeran and Love Yourself, a song he originally wrote for his own album, Divide. Sheeran, who frequently wrote for other artists, passed the song on to Justin Bieber. The single was nominated for a Grammy and was Billboard's number one song of 2016. According to Sheeran, "I remember playing that to people and them being like, eh, and so I gave it away. And now it's like, why did you give it away? You never played this to us." Maybe Sheeran didn't believe strongly in the song either. Or maybe he did, and then didn't after he asked for feedback. The main power wielded by groupthink is the power of the middle ground. Groups grind away the edges and the sharp corners. After all the input and feedback, and devil's advocacy, what remains is safe and secure, and similar. If you want to be different, if you want to achieve differently, the only opinion that truly matters is yours. Group decisions give you an out. Other people can be at least partly responsible. Other people can be wrong. When you make the decision, everything rests on you. Your vision, your passion, your motivation, and your sense of responsibility. Which means you'll try harder if only to prove others wrong. You'll do everything possible to make it happen. You'll fight through every obstacle and roadblock, if only to prove yourself right. As Sheeran says, "I'd gone round this bloke's house and I played him a song 3 times on acoustic guitar. Then I came to America and played it for a couple of people. They emailed him and he emailed me saying, 'What the F? This is the best song. This is the thing.' And I was like, 'Dude, I literally played that for you 3 times a week ago and you weren't feeling it then.'" It's very much like they say, how many music industry people does it take to change a light bulb? 1, and 99 to ask each other what they think of it. When you need to make a big decision, here's how to consider input and opinions from others while still making sure you, and only you, make the final decision. 1. Start with your idea. Choose something you believe in late at night, but in the cold light of day, hesitate to try. Or choose an idea you've been told will never work. 2. Then seek data, not opinions. Input from other people is useful, but only if you see that input as data points and not opinions. Opinions carry extra weight, like the weight of credibility. "He's really smart, so I'm sure he's right." The weight of swimming against the tide. "If it turns out he's right, I'll never hear the end of it." Or the weight of safety. "Yeah, there probably is a reason no one has tried this before." For example, "I think you're crazy to try to open a store in that market" is an opinion. It may be accurate. It may not be accurate. Who knows? It's just an opinion. If you value the person's opinion, ask them how he or she arrived at that opinion. Always look for the data behind the conclusion. Otherwise, ignore everything that isn't data. Warnings, cautionary tales, and well-intentioned but poorly founded advice, since you already know all those things anyway. 3. Evaluate the data. Data analysis is easy when opinions and weight are stripped away. Make a list of pros and cons. Apply sensitivities. Be objective. Be smart. You know how. 4. Decide how strongly you believe. Analysis will only take you so far, since critical thinking tends to steer decisions toward conventional wisdom. An innovative product only looks like a sure thing in hindsight. The emergence of a new industry only seems inevitable after it has emerged. At some point, someone believed when others didn't. 5. And then decide if that someone is you. If you believe when others don't, and a major portion of that belief is based on analysis, not gut feeling, then go for it. Start a business. Sell a business. Enter a new market. Take a chance on a new product. Go for it. Knowing you'll go harder and faster and longer because the only person that really matters made the decision. You. That's it from Inc. Check back weekday mornings at 6 a.m. Eastern for more tips.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.